Hello, I'm Rachel Forrest, and this is Dining Out. This week in Dining Out, I tell you all about the new Tuscan Market in Portsmouth. Owner Joe Farrow took me on a big tour and regaled me with stories all about importing their own 00 flour for their fresh pasta, getting seafood fresh from Rye Harbor, and wait until you see the gelato and pastries. Well, here we are. I'm here with Joe Farrow at this brand new Tuscan Market.
That's right.
Thank you very much for giving me a tour.
You're very welcome.
So you were about to say, you're about to give the philosophy a little bit behind
Yeah,
it.
I mean, you know, this is an artisan Italian grocería. You know, we either make or import almost everything. So we make all of our own bread, we make all of our own pasta, all of our own pastries, all of our own gelato, our own mozzarella. We import cheeses from Italy. We import Sicilian olive oil from an olive grove not far from where I live in Sicily. All of our pasta is made with 00 flour imported from Italy. We dry age all of our own meats. We make our own sausage.
So I see pasta in these cases, these big, beautiful, gleaming cases. So you're making all that pasta here?
We make all that pasta, yes.
That's incredible.
Yes, we do. And we actually import that flour. That's doppio
zero.
That's 00 flour.
Yeah.
Oh, good accent.
I know.
It comes from San Marino, Italy. Okay. And Cinque Stagioni's the mill. Took us a couple of years to work a deal with those guys. But you know what? I love to stay connected to Italy. Whether it be designing pasta equipment or bread equipment or importing cheese or flour or oil or wine. Or we actually just recently finished bottling our own Super Tuscan, which is here, actually.
I saw that.
It's called Toscana.
Well, we're going to get to that, but I wanted to ask you, because we're standing right by this beautiful seafood case.
Yes,
and I'm told that that's a little bit different because Salem does not have a seafood case. But you do here because we're by the ocean.
We are. We're by the ocean. And what's wonderful about Portsmouth is that you have Rye Harbor. And if you go a little further south, you have Hampton Harbor. And so we actually, believe it or not, we do a lot of business with the Yankee Co-op in Hampton Harbor.
Yes, they're great.
Red is a wonderful guy. That's 23 boats got together and built that co-op right on the wharf there in Seabrook Harbor.
Right.
Okay. And literally last year, I think we bought somewhere in the neighborhood of 50,000 lobsters from those guys. And for me, I think it's great. We're local to them. And we also did some work with the folks up in Rye Harbor as well. There's a group of fishermen up there that are fin fishing. So they're fishing for tuna.
And you got some of that bluefin tuna.
Ah, you follow us.
Well,
yes, we did.
It's the bluefin tuna. There are a number of restaurateurs have been posting pictures of what
exciting.
They made out of this gorgeous 650-pound tuna.
And we're working also with New Hampshire Fishmongers, okay? And he actually, these guys are amazing, okay? Because what they do, why is this not working? Is he calls me, or he texts me and says, okay, we're on the water right now. What do you think of...
Oh, wow. It's like a bat signal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like, hey, what do you think of this Atlantic halibut?
Here's Captain Tim on your
iPhone.
You
know Captain Tim.
Yeah.
You know him?
Oh, yeah. I've met Captain Tim.
Oh, these guys are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they just say, he says, hey, what do you think of this halibut? I'm like, what do I think of it? Bring it. I want it. You know what I mean? And that's the type of, like, I love... sustainable purchasing like that.
Yeah.
That's so much fun. We're just new to this area, so we're, you know, Golden Harvest in Portland, and just, you know, learning about all the local purveyors.
Right.
For us, we do a ton of local work, and we love to do it. And it's just, it makes it more fun.
Right.
It's more of a kind of organic buying experience, if that makes sense,
yeah.
Right? So what's good today?
It's the way you would shop in Italy.
Yeah.
And you set this place up so that people will come in every day instead of, you know, maybe stocking up, seeing what's fresh that day, which is the way I love to shop.
Yeah, that's a lot of fresh food, a lot of artisan food. You know, if you look at the bakery, we'll get to the bakery, but I mean, you know, obviously produce, you know, some of it flown in, some of it local, seafood, some of it local, some of it flown in, depending on what it is. But we're going to, you know, we use so much great seafood at Tuscan Kitchen that we said to ourselves when we built this market, why wouldn't we just shop? Why wouldn't the chefs shop in the market so that the public can shop in the market too?
Right. Yeah.
So very exciting for us.
So, and I'm looking at these oysters. Where are these oysters from?
These oysters are from the Cape. We've actually
those are good.
They're very nice. They're very very nice. Those are from the Cape. The clams are local. We've got Alaskan halibut. We've got Alaskan king salmon. We've got octopus from Spain. We've got, We're very proud of the seafood selection. Very proud of the meat selection as well. We dry age all of our own meat.
Yeah, look at this.
This is a different level of... you know what? Our butchers cut for all the restaurants as well. So we're literally, you know, our meat is cut fresh every single day. And we also dry age our own meat.
Oh,
so it's not a lot. I don't know of anybody else dry aging meat in Portsmouth, I don't think.
No. There was a restaurant in Dover that was doing it.
Really?
But he closed Orchard Street Chop Shop.
Of course.
But he sold. So, yeah.
Okay. And you know what else? We smoke all of our own meats, too. These are all, we have our own smoker. Okay. For example, this is a smoked duck breast.
Duck.
Okay. With orange zest. Very, very good. We have our own guanciale. We make all of our own salami as well.
And the sausage here?
Oh, we make all of our own sausage.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. We make thousands of pounds of sausage. 3,000 to 5,000 pounds of sausage a week.
This is like going to heaven.
It's like going to heaven.
When the holidays come around again very soon, you'll have just the place to pick up your Italian cookies without going all the way into Boston. It's really quite impressive. You can do all your grocery shopping there with dry-aged meats, produce, and so much cheese and salami, including Parma ham. It's one of those places you'll spend a lot of time in, looking at all the interesting imported things in jars and cans. There are quite a few events coming up you'll want tickets for. On August 22nd, Louise and Thistle Pig team up at Thistle Pig in South Berwick for a French cuisine dinner. Go to Louise's Facebook page for info on getting a seat, or just email hello@louiseportsmouth.com for more info or to reserve. On September 9th, the 30th annual Vintage and Vine Wine Festival comes to Strawberry Bank Museum. It's a benefit for the museum. Tickets are $65 and includes access to wine tasting tables and tents and all the food tastings. The VIP is for $120 and gets you in an hour earlier at 4 p.m. so you can eat all the food before everybody else comes in. Not really. And special wines. $30 is the ticket for VIP designated driver, and that includes the food and non-alcoholic beverages. $20 is the regular admission designated driver ticket. It's a great way to try wines you might never have had before, and be sure to ask plenty of questions from the wine experts on hand. The food is always wonderful at this event. Go to strawberrybank.org/tickets. Then, on September 16th, go back to Strawberry Bank Museum for the 9th annual Passport Craft Beer and Food Pairing Tour. That one benefits NHPTV and the museum, both. The tickets are $80 for that. VIP tickets are sold out, but you get all access to the main event, pairing stations, and a commemorative tasting glass. Once again this year, Chef Evan Hennessy from Stages at One Washington in Dover was in charge of the food and beer pairing and matched up the brews and food quite nicely. Go to www.nhptv.org/passport for those tickets. And that's it for me this week. I'm Rachel Forrest. Join me next week for another Dining Out.